Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 19th, One Take Wednesday, actually two takes because I didn't have that Bible app pulled up correctly into Acts chapter 9, where we are reading today from verses 1 through 22, and this is Saul's conversion on the road to Damascus. I love this story about Saul, whom we also know as Paul. Okay. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked for a letter to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found anyone there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go to the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias?" "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus was the Son of God. All those who heard him were astonished and asked, "Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on this name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priest?" Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is such an interesting passage. First, I wanted to make note that in verse 2, early Christians were called followers of the way. And we'll see that 5 times. In the book of Acts. So Paul, also known as Saul, was on his way to Damascus to imprison Christians. But when he neared Damascus, something happened, didn't it? A light shone from heaven, and Jesus addresses Paul. Verse 5, "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." This is just such a good reminder that the Lord can use anyone. And Saul, he knew the scriptures, and Jesus was saying, you've heard of me in the scriptures. And he wants to use Saul. So for 3 days and nights, he is blinded. He does a lot of praying. And also Ananias at the same time is receiving a vision that he should go down and pray for Saul. And I can only imagine the conversation. Have you, like Ananias before, said to the Lord, "Now, Lord, I don't know if you know all the details. I don't think this is a good idea." But when the Lord asks us to do something, he asks of us full obedience and trust in his plan. Verse 15 says it this way, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel." And then verse 16, "I will show him how much he must suffer in my name." Very difficult calling, but we will see throughout the book of Acts that Saul, also Paul, uses his history, his background, and also his fervor to see the gospel go forward. And it's amazing. And I just thank the Lord for this wonderful message today. As we end today, I want us just to pray over our congregation. You and I know that there are so many needs in our congregation and the congregations around us, our friends and our family. And so we'll just spend some time praying for the needs that are present there, and also praying that we might listen for the voice of God and respond with yes. Will you pray with me? Father, as we enter into a time of prayer, we want to open our hearts and our minds to you. We thank you, Lord, for your word, which gives us the hope of resurrection and the hope of individuals like Saul, who we can identify with. We've messed up. We need forgiveness, and we need you to reroute us. And so we thank you for that hopeful story. We pray, Lord, for those in our congregation who are sick, who are infirmed, who need a special touch from you. We also pray for those who are grieving and each day is a difficult day for them. We pray, Lord, for those in our midst who are struggling with dementia or other ailments related to the body breaking down. We pray, Lord, for you to be near. And we want to thank you, Lord, for the joys that we see, many mission trips where people are going and coming and being changed by the gospel message. Also, the joys of new children in our fellowship. We pray for the little ones who come to mind, even those who have been dedicated recently. Remind us of our great calling to be on mission to help others know and follow hard after you. And Lord, we pray that like Saul and like Ananias, that when we enter into conversation with you, we would recognize you as Lord, and then we would ask you, "Lord, what is it that you have for me to do?" We thank you, Lord, for this day. I pray over my brothers and sisters, wherever they go, that they would not be distracted by the world, but they would be empowered by your Holy Spirit to remember what is of first and utmost importance, the kingdom of God, the mission of the church, and the people before us who are created in your image. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.